Praise the Lord. Let's go. See what we got in the Word this morning. It's a little series, not long, just today. How's your tude? Message on being a servant and a message on being certain. Say certain. Come on, if you're here today for the first time, we'd like to talk and we'll get a little bit better understanding if you talk with me a little bit this morning. Look at that right there, that graphic. The message today, a big old word, certitude. Certitude. Okay, you've heard of attitude and all these kind of things, latitude, all these other kind of words. Well, here's certitude. Let's talk about it today. Certitude. This word, I love this. This word oozes what? Certitude just has confidence is oozing out of it. Don't you want more confidence, say? Wouldn't you like to be confident, but the right kind of confident? Not cocky, not arrogant, right? Don't want to be that, right? No. But to be confident, to know no matter what it is, you can overcome it. No matter what comes your way, you can make it. Isn't that a good thing? Say, don't you want that? Well, that's a gift from God. We saw last week the miracle of redemption. Oh, my goodness. There were seven of us, like I backed a truck in here and just unloaded incredible blessings on us last week. Amen. That was just seven of them. Sort of a takeoff of that idea. Man. Confidence and certainty. The word certitude oozes confidence. Say this with me. Help me now. Can we do it a little loud? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Come on. That verse doesn't work like, well, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It doesn't work like that, guys. Without that certainty, without that hope, without that confidence, the verse doesn't work well. Does it say? Amen? Come on. Certitude. What does the word mean? If you pull out the old Webster's Dictionary, a lot of y'all know how I study a Bible and the old Webster's Dictionary. That's usually what it is. And the Webster's Dictionary, certitude, has this idea, I have no doubt. I have no doubt. It's what? It's inevitable. Certitude, it's inevitable. Old country talk, it's gonna what? It's gonna happen. You mean I can do all things? Absolutely. You don't know what I'm up against, preacher. Put your faith in the Lord. You'll make it through it. You might not make it through it like you thought it was going to be or the way you wanted it, but you're going to make it through it. And probably as you trust Him, you're going to look back and go, man, I'm glad He did it His way. Amen. Say, how many can testify to that? I'm glad He did it His way in my life because I'd have screwed it up. I had other plans. Come on. I am what? Certain. That's what the word certitude means. We're talking about that today at Fellowship Church. Here we go. Because of Jesus Christ, we have. I want you to say that with me again. Because of Jesus, we have. That's what I want us to focus on today. Jesus. Jesus. About that inevitable. About it's going to happen. About I am confident. About it is certain. I want you to hang it all on Jesus. Because if you do, you can be. And we'll bank it on the book. Amen? That you can be. Now, the book of Philippians is a little book I want to look at today. It's an awesome book. The book of Philippians, in the book, Jesus Christ is mentioned. This is something you can know. Say it with me. How many times? It ain't but a four-chapter book. Keep moving. Come on. Come on. All right. Listen. It ain't but a four-chapter book. He's mentioned 18 times in a four-chapter book. And the overriding theme of this four-chapter book, my words, is real happiness. Real happiness. A lot of times when you study this book, you can and study it online, you can study at college, seminary, whatever, they'll tell you the overriding theme is the word joy. But it, to me, that means real happiness. The overriding theme of this book is real happiness. And guys, you're never going to get to that place of real happiness unless you can have a confidence that you can be happy. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And a certainty. And it's amazing how many have found yourself in a bad situation before. It wasn't pleasant, but you were still able to be happy. Can I see your hand? Isn't that what you want? Or does everything have to be hunky-dory, just perfect all the time, and you're like a yo-yo with your emotions because you're on planet Earth where it ain't good all the time? There is a way to be happy right where you are. And this book was written by a man while he was in prison. Okay? So next time you're fussing and you go to Philippians and you're arguing with God in the book of Philippians about how you're supposed to be happy, but you can't, remember the writer was in prison. And you're sitting in Inglewood, Florida, wherever, you know, right here. You can make it, man. Amen? Keep looking. Now, because of Jesus Christ, we're hanging the message on Him today. A review of last week's message. Can you say these with me? Seven things of redemption. Here we go. Because of Jesus Christ, say them with me. I am. Come on, loud. I am. Come on. I am represented. I am. I can have what? Certainty. Did we miss one? Did we really? Look at you. What's wrong with you? Anyway, I can have what? Because of Jesus, I can have what? Certitude. I get all that from Jesus, but wait a minute. Something else just pulled up. The truck just pulled up this morning. We get this too. We get something called certitude. Let's look at it from the book of Philippians. Remember, the word certitude oozes what? Confidence. Now let's go. Let's study a little bit. Certitude. Come on. I have no doubt. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. I am certain. The things that we're about to read from the book of Philippians, they're going to happen. They're certain. If you want to believe it or not, if you want to be happy. Because of Jesus Christ, I am what? Because of Jesus Christ, I am what? Here we go. Let's go with it. Here we go. Philippians 1:6. We're going to talk about certitude. We're going to build our confidence today. Being confident of this very thing, that He which has begun a good work in you, or in me, will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. So, the number one thing, right here, not just in order, just staying with the Scriptures, just walking through. Because of Jesus, I am certain that what God has started in me, He will what? You ever feel like you've been thrown out again? You're not going to make it? It must be the end. It ain't the end. That's your head telling you it's the end. It ain't the end. Do you hear me? Come on. Say that with me. Back it up. Because of Jesus, I am that what God has in, He will what? He'll finish it, man. Okay? Life might come along and feel like you've been run over by a truck. You ain't. You're all right. Get up. Say. Okay? I love this old scripture in Ecclesiastes. Better is a living dog than a dead lion. Yeah, oh man, a dog's in a bad... I quote it every once in a while. Better is a living dog than a dead lion. Okay, a living dog can still have some hope. Amen. Dead lion, I don't care how pretty he is. He's done. As long as you're alive, you still got hope. As long as you're alive, you can still do it. Amen. As long as you're alive, He ain't finished with me yet. Amen. Say, I'm confident He's going to finish. Let's look at another one. Say it with me. For me to live is, and to die is gain. Is gain. Here's another thing you can be certain of. Because of Jesus, I am certain that real living is all about who? And when I die, I will what? To where? Wouldn't you rather live your life like that? Say, well, it's the Scriptures. It's the truth. For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. While I'm alive, it's about who? About Jesus. Living for the Lord. He's with me. He'll never leave me. He gives purpose to my life. For me to live is Christ. And to die is what? One day I'm going to graduate. I said it last week. One day I'm going to die and not even know I'm dead. That's hilarious. One day I'm going to die and not even know I'm dead. People are going to cry over me, weep over me, and I'm going to be like, what they doing? Because I'm going to die one day and not even know I'm dead. But while I'm alive, for me to live is Christ. To die is what? Sad? No. A graduation? I've done lots of funerals. I did one Monday night that was sad. 19-year-old killed himself. We hate to hear it. And it was sad. I like to do funerals that are celebrations. Amen? And graduations. But I'm telling you, even in the midst of that, even in the midst of the darkest hour, even amidst like that on Monday night, there was still a hope of celebrating. Amen? And you have to see that. And you have to see that, yeah, we get screwed up down here on this planet, but God is a good God, and He's a merciful God. Aren't you glad God's merciful? Aren't you glad God's... Yes, praise Him for His mercies. Oh, man. Man, God's a good God. So, second thing I saw in the book of Philippians, and we could put a lot more up on the screen, but I'm talking about certitude today. We're parking at the book of Philippians. Let's look at another one. Philippians 2, 3 through 8, and we're going to get a little deeper on some of these. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a what? And he was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, Jesus humbled himself, and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The mind of Christ. Let's talk about the mind of Christ a little bit right now as we continue to move on. What's the mind of Christ? He says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The mind of Christ means to think of who? To think of others like he did. The mind of Christ serves, sacrifices, and glorifies God. He says, let this mind be in you, the mind of Christ. And so, what's our certainty? Here we go. Say it with me. Because of Jesus, I am certain that if I have His mind, I will be a what? A success for God. You need to take that to the bank. If I have His mind, things might not work out the way I think, but look, I want His mind anyway on the matter. Amen. But if I have His mind, if I do what He says, if I am serving and sacrificing, I need to take that to the bank that God is going to make me a success. And say God's going to make me rich, but God is going to cause me to prosper and God's going to cause me to succeed. Did you hear me? You need to be certain about it. It's going to happen. Yeah, but it looks dark. Well, it might look dark. It's going to get light again. Amen. Say. Well, it's going to be hard. Well, it is going to be hard, but one day probably a little bit easier than it is. It doesn't matter. Why don't you think that way? Say. You listening or not if I bored you to tears? Certainty, confidence. Nothing worse than coaching ball and seeing a team get down. Ain't it, Charlie? Because as coaches, we look and we still believe. Because we've seen it. We've seen comebacks. And we've also lived long enough to see the bad attitude doesn't win ball games. It doesn't win life either. Amen. Have the mind of Christ. Humble. Serving. Not pushy. Sacrificing. And others might count you down for the count, but you remember, I'm certain I will succeed. Amen. Say. I'd much rather think that way, and it's the Bible, man. Come on. Let's look at another one. Philippians 3. Four chapter book. We're just going a little bit through this book. But what things were gained to me, those I counted what? For Christ. Remember that. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but what? Loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the what? Loss of all things, and I do count them but what? The word dung is the word crap. In case you get mad at me for saying crap, it's right there in the Bible. I would say dung, but you wouldn't know what I was talking about. That I might win what? Christ. And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by what? Faith. That I might know Him. And the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Incredible, hopeful verses written from a man who's in prison. I'd say pretty high stuff here we're talking about today. Encouraging certainty. Instead of feeling sorry for himself, he took a pen under the inspiration of the Spirit and started encouraging himself and encouraging others with that same pen. Amen. Loss kept showing up in that little passage. Paul writing, anything personally achieved, I count as what? That's not a bad way to live life. Anything personally achieved, I count as what? Loss. If you want to have that certainty and that confidence in God, you're really going to have to realize whatever you do that's personally about you, you'd be better off to count that as loss. Seek Him, serve Him, have His mind. Let's keep looking. Because of Jesus, say it with me. Because of Jesus, I am certain that in losing my, I what? See, if you're not careful, you can have an incredible confidence, and it can be Christ-centered confidence. That's what I'm asking you to have, called certitude. But if you're not careful, along the journey of the Christian life, you can lose some things, and you can focus on those things. But in the meantime, yeah, you've lost those things, but here's what else you've lost. You've lost certitude. If you can learn in life, the Apostle Paul says, I'm learning as I sit in this prison cell. I could think about all that I lost, or I could think about all that I have in Jesus. And he said, you know what I choose? I choose to go ahead of time, because there ain't gonna be, you don't see a hearse behind a, you don't see a U-Haul behind a hearse at funerals, do you? Because you can't take it with you, right? Say. Amen? Say. Paul said, I choose to go ahead and live that way now. Anything I've lost, anything I've achieved personally, I count as loss. That I might attain right now. That I might know His resurrection better. That I might know Him better. It's a choice I make. I choose confidence over anything else I've done. I choose a certainty in Christ over anything else in my life. Did you get that or not? Praise the Lord. Come on, it's a good word. Come on, praise the Lord. It's a good word right from the Scriptures today. Let's keep looking. Here's something else. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do. Say these next words with me. Forgetting those things which are behind. See, being certain is more than a pep rally. Being certain is more than me just getting you jacked up, baby. Come on. I can do that. But what happens when the mess hits the fan? Can you still be confident? What happens when the choir ain't singing? What happens when the preacher's gone? You can still be confident because of Jesus. He never leaves. He never forsakes you. Is that correct? Yes or no? Sure it is. Listen. So, brethren, I count not myself to apprehend it, but this one thing I do, I forget those things which are what? And I reach forth unto those things which are before. I press, I love this scripture, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. How many love that scripture? I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that's the point. As a believer, you can be certain. As a believer, you can have confidence. But as a believer, you're going to have to forget some things. And you're going to have to choose pressing forward and moving forward and the future instead of hanging on to the past. You hearing me or not? How many have had to do that in your life? You just flat out had to do it. How many would another hand would say, it's been very successful in my life. God's been good to me for me doing that. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what Paul's saying. Can you imagine in a prison cell how much time you got to think about your past and about the mess? And how many do that in your mind sometimes? You just wallow it over and over. I'm an expert at it, baby. I know detail after detail after detail. I'm great at it. It's horrible to do it, though. Right? So the past events cannot change. Past events cannot change. The past is the what? You can't change. It's history, baby. It happened. So the past events, they're not going to change. But my what? Understanding of the past can what? How about that, say? This is what you have in Jesus. To the average Joe that doesn't have any faith, doesn't know squat about the relationship with Jesus and what the Holy Spirit can do in their life, they're just sort of stuck. But to the believer, to the child of God, man, this is a treasure. To be able to have that realization, no, I can't change the past, but I can change how I look at the past. And guys, in a marriage, for example, if you got something happened bad in the past, here's what you can do. You can keep living in the past and bringing up the past. And you'll never get to that future you could have. Who would agree with that? Amen. Say yes. Come on. Praise the Lord. That's a lot of years of marriage waving hands at me right there, baby. Some people don't get past church hurt. Church hurt hurts deeply. We get people come from all over the country here to Englewood. and the stories I've heard over the years of things that's happened in their life and in their church. Guys, you got to get past your pastor, get a better understanding of the past. You can't change it, can you say? People spend their whole life sometimes trying to change a church. I'm just changing. Let's change it because I got to get you. How about live today? Live in the now. You're going to miss something if you don't. Some good stuff, baby. I know I'm all over the place on this message a little bit, but we're just in the book of Philippians talking about certitude and confidence today. Because of Jesus, say it with me, I am certain that I break the power of the by living in the for Jesus' sake. How many? Come on, let's talk. We're doing family time today. This is how it is when you're in my office. If you ever sit down when we talk, I do this. But how many would say, I lived in the past for some time, and it caused some great harm in my life, in my mind, in my head, and a lot of stuff. Can I see some hands? That is at least half the audience. And I told, you know, y'all come and hear me speak on Sunday and other things, I guess, too, but it might sound like, and maybe there's a part of it that is, that Gary, you're one of the worst ones that live in the past. You always talk about it. But I'm not sure. I'm not talking about that. I'm not saying you can't talk about the past. Certainly if you can see it differently, right? Say. And with what I do with counseling with people, because of struggle and pain that I had, that I went through, I'm able to, and on a regular basis, talk to people so it stays fresh with me all the time. Because I'm reaching across trying to help somebody. Did that make any sense to you? Whereas some of you might, that's not your job, it's not what you do, and it's in the past, and you ain't brought it up in years. Well, that's good. Don't. Amen. But if it's your job, if it's what you do, and if God can use you and your past and the pain of your past to help others, then I would encourage you to do it. But don't dwell on it. Don't make it, don't cry about it. Don't be a victim. I'm going to say something else to you. I know I'm getting off track, Raj. I was riding down the road Friday with Kim. The Bible says command number 8. How many knows command number 8? 10 commandments. Command number 8 is a bad what? Snowman. He's a snowman with a what? Who wears a mask? Robbers or thieves. So the command is thou shalt not what? How many didn't know that? Can I see your hand? It's time for me to do another 10 commandments. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. I was riding down the road the other day. God says, thou shalt not lie. But you know what being a victim is? A victim is breaking command number 8 and is lying to yourself. Did you hear me? Being a victim, you can be a bald-faced liar, okay? And God hates that. But you know what else God hates? God hates it when we lie to ourselves. And we choose to wallow in our mess and wallow in the past and lie, and that becomes who we are, and we just can't make it, and I'm just picked on, and I'm poor, and God's up in heaven going, you're lying to me! That's not who you are! And that's not who I created! Did you hear me or not? Can't stand victim talking. Because your victim mess will affect other people. It affects you. And it is a bald-faced lie. I don't care. What are we going to do? Get together and compare who had the worst life here? Or can we say, I will not lie to myself. That is my past. That did happen to me. And I was hurt. I was abused or whatever. But guys, you got to know that with Jesus Christ, I can overcome that. And anything I've hurt that's been hurt in my life is real. I can't change the past. I can look at it differently. And God can give me hope. Did you hear me today? I choose to believe, and I don't want to believe, and I fight this in myself, that I'm picked on, that all this crap happens. People ask me often, how'd you go through that? How'd you have also the death of your murderer? I can't believe it. I couldn't make it. Yet you can make it through anything. Yes or no? And you can take the worst circumstances in your life with God, the Holy Spirit, helping, and you can turn that into, you can turn history into His story. You can turn history into His story. You can turn history into His story. You can turn history in your life into His story of grace. You hear me? I know I got sideways on you, Roger, but anyway. Keep looking. Here we go. We're talking about being confident. So watch that victim stuff, okay? You're an overcomer. Say, I'm an overcomer. Come on. Be careful for nothing. Here's another one. But at everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, because I need it, because I'm messed up. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Isn't that what we just talked about? Come on. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, what? And the God of peace will be what? You can take that to the bank, Paul said. It's certitude. It's certainty. A couple of thoughts on this one. Just pulling them out and looking at them. Pray right. That's adoration. That's praise and worship. That's supplication. That's sharing your needs. And that's appreciation, giving thanks. Some people think that prayer is just telling God everything you need. Okay? If you want to have a real certainty and a real confidence, when you pray, pray right. Give Him praise and think on the good things and give Him praise for the things in your life and even the little mundane things. He loves to hear your gratitude. He sees the whole planet. He sees what we have is a lot more than somebody else has on the other side of the globe. Amen. And supplication, share with Him your needs, but, oh, man, give Him thanks and give appreciation. Paul says that in that little passage as we're reading here. And then he says, think right. Think right. Think right. That verse, Philippians 4:8, he says, think whatever is true. Only 8% of things people worry about come true. People that study the mind and science and emotions and events, there's whole studies on this. Only 8% of things people worry about come true. 92% of it is just imagination. I think Jack Nicholas said, when you're behind a tree and there's a tree there, swing, man. It's about 90% air. Just hit the ball. How many, when you play golf, you worry about it? Something gets in your way like, oh, God, I worry about it. And you know what happens to me? I usually hit it dead center then. It hits me in the head or something. Get up, hit the ball. It's 90% air. If it's up here, if you're hitting through the limbs, just remember this. And if you owe me for that. Okay, here we go. Whatever's true, only 8% of things people worry about really come true. Let's do a test in the audience. How many of you really worried about some mess in your life? You really, really worried about it. It's consumed a lot of your time, and it didn't happen. Can I see your hand? That's a good bit of the audience here. Amen? How many got sick, though, because you worried about it? You were sick to your stomach and all messed up over it. See? Think right. Whatever's honest and just. Think right. That means worthy of respect and what is right. Think that away. Whatever is pure, lovely, and of good report. Focus on high and noble thoughts, not gutter and trash. And also don't focus on the bad things in your life. And think that way. You're not going to ever get to the place of certitude and confidence and knowing with a certainty that you're going to make it if you think this way. And this is coming from a man in prison that says, listen, now I've aced this. I know how to do this. I'm locked up and I'm happy and I'm just trying to share it with you. Amen? Whatever's virtuous, think right. Whatever's virtuous and praiseworthy. There's nothing better for doing this than reading and meditating on God's what? Word. Okay, it builds up. When you read the Scriptures, it's going to build you up and not tear you down. Focus and meditate on that if you want to build your confidence and your certitude. So, and then live right. So pray right, think right, and live right. Learn in life. Be able to receive. Heard and seen, he says, do. So live right. Receive instruction. Receive things from the Word. Receive help from others even, and even correction. If you want to have a confidence, you got to lose that idea that you know it all or it's just about you. Amen. Say. And then what you've seen put in that play in other people's lives. For example, you might be going through mess right now. It's just so hard. Well, why don't you get with somebody who made it? And listen to them just a little bit instead of arguing with them. And don't get mad with them when they say, like, I'm going to tell you, don't be the victim all the time. Come on, you'll never get out of this mess unless you get your head on the future, baby. Quit it. And then you listen to them, and as they've done it, you might can learn how to do it. Amen. Say. Come on. So, say this one with me. We're talking about certitude. That's a big message today. Because of Jesus, help me, I am certain that I can think right and I can do this. You can do it, man. I'm certain. Well, God never hears my prayers. Well, I guess you're not praying right, because I think if you praise Him, I think He heard it. Or does it mean you just don't get everything you're asking for? And there you go to victim again. Would you hush? Say. Yes or no? You're not thinking right because you make the choice not to think right. You're not living right because maybe you haven't sought out the help, or maybe you know the help and you've refused to do it that way. So the easiest thing is to blame God, go back to victim again. Which God's in heaven going, you're lying to me. I know you can make it. Amen. Come on. Oh boy, here's the one we started with. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That stands alone, doesn't it? I don't need any help with that one. Come on. Because of Jesus, I am, help me, certain that I can do everything that God asked me to do. Now, that's a hard one to rationalize in your head sometimes, because you're on a planet where people do bad things to you. Well, when people do bad things to you, is God letting us off the hook, or is He still saying, you can do it? You can make it through this. Yeah, but God, they shouldn't have done that to me. I don't think God, I know if we've been hurt, God feels pity for us. God is sorrowful for us. God tenderly loves us. However, I don't think if something bad has happened to you, that lets you off the hook and God goes, okay, I understand you can't make it. With me and you, it's hopeless. I can't do it. Why think that way when you can think this way? Certitude. You hearing me today? Okay. I'm sorry if you got too confident today. If we're building you up too much. I love this verse. Boy, I've claimed it. But my God shall supply all my need according to His what? Riches in glory. By who? Christ Jesus. Now, buddy, that ain't just talking about money. I'm talking about mess. I'm talking about loss. I'm talking about pain. I'm talking about hurt. I'm talking about rejection. You kidding me? I'm talking about having to live alone and be alone when I wasn't alone. And you're going to supply my need. You have to be here with me tonight, because I'm lonely and I'm hurting. And many of you know exactly what I'm talking about in your own life. But my God shall supply all my need. Isn't that a great way to think, or what? Say, this is what's yours. Because of Jesus, help me, I am certain that I will have my every not met by God. I'm going to have my every need, not my every what? Greed. No, not my every greed. My every need, He will supply. Confident. Take it to the bank, man. The word oozes what? Did it get on you today? Some of this oozy confidence stuff get on you? It's like on your skin now, maybe in your hair, and you know what I'm saying? Maybe it'll slip in your ears a little bit, get in your head. Maybe it'll come out of your tongue, is what we're hoping. A little talk, a little more confidence. Amen? A little more certainty. This is who you have in Jesus. I thought He just saved me from hell. Oh, He did that too. But He did this for you. Amen? Isn't this incredible? And what I love about it, He chose a man in prison to write the book. So that we could never say, yeah, but I have it worse than you. Well, later, I think his head was cut off. And you got it that bad? Stop thinking that way. Yes or no? Come on. Certitude. Now, guys, I'm going to wear you out. I know it's hard, but come on. Help me say them out loud now. And there's about seven of them, but you'll live. Come on, here we go. Say them with me. Because of Jesus, I am certain that what God has started in me, He will. That's one. Because of Jesus, I am certain that real living is all about, and when I will. Y'all right? Come on. Because of Jesus, I am certain that if I have His mind, I will be a success for... Whoo! That's pretty good stuff, ain't it? Because of Jesus, I am certain that in losing my eye... How many ever felt like you lost your life? There went your life. My life just went out down in the toilet. Toilet, it just flushed. There went my life. Gone. It ain't. Reckon yourselves dead and alive unto God. In losing, I win. Amen. Because of Jesus, I am certain that I break the power of the past by living in the for Jesus' sake. I have a hard time being so positive liking the Vikings, but that's another story. Here we go. Come on, one more time. Because of I am that I thinking right? Absolutely. In everything, give what? On your worst day, you can find something good to be thankful about. Think like that. Because of Jesus, help me, I am certain that I can do. How many ever said, it's just too hard, God? I can't. It's too much. It's too hard. I just can't. It's too hard, God. It's just too much. It's too hard. Hush your mouth. Stop saying that. I can do whatever He's asked me to do. Amen? Say. Come on. That's your choice. I choose this. Help me. Because of Jesus, I am certain that I will have my every not met by God. Amen. Are we done, Raj? What'd you say? Here we go. We got to say it one more time. What's certitude mean? Now, you got to say it real loud with me. Come on. Now, if we'll get done. We'll let you go if you say it loud. This is how I used to teach years ago. Hold a class. Here we go. If you really want to leave, say it loud. Here we go. Stop it. It's it. You're terrible. Come on. That hurt my feelings. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His word this morning. Amen. That's a good word today. Come on.